Now it's time for Power of Prophecy, continuing the legacy of Tex Mars, exposing evil, and promoting Jesus Christ as Savior. Here's your host, Jerry Barrett.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. I'm your host, Jerry Barrett, honored to have you join me again this week, recording from the Lazy Bee Ranch. Although I did pop in the office long enough to interview our special guest today, I greatly appreciate your continued prayers for the ministry, your patience during this time of pandemic. My buddy Cliff asked for a scoreboard, and I've got an update for you. Sadly, the number of babies that have been murdered so far this year. Total babies murdered is 236,132. The CDC website that I got my data from for the number of people who have died because of flu didn't update, so it's still sitting at 40,002 people have died from the flu. And I wonder if that isn't because they're claiming, since the coronavirus is the flu, the cold, if they're claiming all of these deaths now as part of COVID-19, just to pad numbers, to make the drama of you staying at home, you maintaining social distancing, shutting down businesses, wrecking the economy. I wonder if that's why they didn't update at the CDC website. And the number of deaths for COVID-19 in America is up to 16,286. Now, I will keep a running tab on this as we go along. Hopefully, when the summer months get here, it'll wipe it out. I know they're Fauci and some of the other people that are advising the president have said to expect a second wave. That probably would mean that they have re-released this biological weapon on us. That's my belief.
All right, now I want to get to my guest today. I've had him on before. His name is Patrick McShay. I call him Pat. And he wrote an article that was published on James Fetzer's blog entitled Coronavirus From Pandemic to Police State. And that was one of the things that caught my eye right away. Now, I follow Pat on Twitter, and I saw him post this article on Twitter, so I read it, and it was immediately I sent him an email saying, I want to have you back on to talk about this. And I told Pat this. I stole the title for this week's program from his title, From Pandemic to Police State. Pat, welcome back to Power of Prophecy.
Thanks, Jerry. It's great to be back.
Man, I'm honored to have you.
Thank you.
This COVID-19 Wuhan flu, or as I've laughed and said, I like the one guy who said it was the Kung flu. It's not PC. People get a little bent when you say the Kung flu, but a lot of people think that it emanated from Wuhan, China. But
right.
But where's the birthplace, actually, that you think?
Well, you know, this virus, to me, this outbreak's playing out like a false flag shooting. I mean, we're seeing contradictions, media lies. The models that they put out early on are proving to be accurate at all. And the media is not telling people that coronaviruses have been around for decades and typically is what's behind the annual colds and flus that make the rounds in this country every year. And you got to ask yourself, you know, what's the agenda that's really going on? And the bottom line is Dr. Frank Boyle, who wrote the legislation, he's a bioweapons expert. He wrote the bioweapon legislation back during the Reagan administration in 1989. And he says that while this may have originated in Wuhan, this came from a bio lab at Fort Detrick in Maryland. You know, there are 14 bio labs in America, and Fort Detrick is also where the anthrax was traced to back during the Bush administration in that anthrax false flag attack. But Boyle also says that this virus was designed to infect humans through their airwaves. And what he says is that they've taken a fairly, you know, a coronavirus that have been around for decades, and they've weaponized these viruses. They can enhance them, And he said they knew exactly what they were doing when they weaponized this coronavirus. He also says that this Dr. Anthony Fauci has received $100 million in funding from the Gates Foundation. I've seen that Dr. Birx has received billions of dollars at some of the foundations that she's worked for. And, you know, the bottom line is that Frank Boyle told Alex Jones that they've taken this coronavirus, a fairly benign virus, and they genetically engineered it and weaponized it. They did the same thing, he said, with MERS, which was the Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome, and SARS, which was, came out, about 5 or 6 years ago. It was another, called the Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome. But these things are all enhanced. And he said what they did with COVID-19 was they supercharged it into what, we now know as the virus that's rampaging across the country.
Mm. So I'm a voracious reader, Pat. I love Tom Clancy's books. And that was where I first discovered Fort Detrick was a bioweapons place.
Right. Well, another thing, Jerry, real quick, is Boyle also says that he has definitive evidence that a bio lab in North Carolina, there's a bio warfare lab at the University of North Carolina, if you believe that. He says that that was the initial catalyst for the virus, that the UNC lab had discovered a SARS-like cluster of circulating bat coronaviruses that showed potential for human emergence. And they've been working with the lab in Wuhan. You know, how many people know that? I mean, they're not talking about this stuff on the news. And there's also the problem that we've had a virus every election year. In 2004, we had SARS. 2008, the avian flu. 2010, the swine flu. 2012, we had the MERS, Ebola, Zika, Ebola again, then the coronavirus this year. These things have been around for years, and they are weaponized. That's one thing the media is just not telling people.
Right. I have said on this program, and to anybody that would listen to me, that I believe that this was a biological weapon that was unleashed in... I always hearken back to what the Georgia Guidestones say, Pat, about having to reduce the overall population of this world to 500 million people. I mean, right now we have about 7 billion.
Right.
That's a lot of
people. And I wrote about that in my article, and, you know, you can look at some of these statements that these people are making. My God, you've got Bill Gates saying that if we do a really great job on a new vaccine, we could lower population 10 to 15%. My God, right now there's probably 7, 8, maybe 8 billion people. So you're talking about a lot of people. You've got Henry Kissinger recently, or in the past, has said the world population should be reduced by 50%, and the elderly are useless eaters. These two globalists recently had a press conference where they called for mandatory vaccines and digitally tracking people. And they're not just talking about tracking your whereabouts. They can do that through your appliances in your home and your smartphone and your smart meter and all those things. What they're talking about, according to Celeste Solem, who's a whistleblower from FEMA, she says they want to track what you're doing, but they want to track what's in your body. They want to track whether you're taking your medication that you've been prescribed. They want to make sure that you're taking your vaccines. And they also don't want you moving around the world, moving around the country, moving state to state, unless you can prove that you've been injected with not just a vaccine for the COVID virus, but they want you to have this chip that's embedded. It will be embedded in your body. It will grow into your body, and it will tell them whether your blood pressure's high. It'll measure your sugar. It'll measure, you know, what you're drinking, what drugs you're taking. And we're looking at a future, you know, like the Tom Cruise movie, where you'll go into your local grocery store and want to buy some beer, and the cashier will tell you that, you know, you can't buy beer, your blood pressure's too high. That's what they want. That's where we're headed. Everybody's going to have a boot on your neck, just like, you know, they said in 1984.
Right.
So
sounds a lot like the Mark of the Beast to me.
It sounds exactly, yeah, like the Mark of the Beast.
Right.
And to me, Frank Boyle says we're spending $130 billion a year on these bioweapons. We've got 13,000 scientists working on bioweapons in this country at a cost of $120 billion a year. And Boyle believes that every single one of these BSL labs should be closed down.
I would be inclined to agree. I know Israel's been developing or attempting to develop a bioweapon that will attack Arabs only based on DNA.
You know, no one talks about that, but they have a program, and they don't talk about it much, but they know that they do. They've had it for over 20 years that they've been developing these genetic-specific bioweapons, and they have been developing one that would kill Arabs and leave the Israeli population, you know, just fine. And that's kind of weird. The media has not mentioned Bill Gates since this pandemic started, which is odd because the Gates Foundation, in association with the Johns Hopkins University, staged a pandemic simulation of a coronavirus transferred from pigs to bats to humans, and they called it Event 201. This was done in conjunction with the World Economic Forum and Johnson & Johnson, who is a big pharma vaccine maker and is currently involved in a huge billion-dollar class action suit with their baby powder that was infused with asbestos, and they knew about it for a long time. This is the company that Trump was just out yesterday talking about Johnson & Johnson's new vaccine, which is pretty scary. Bill Gates also has seven other coronaviruses vaccines in the works. And there are other companies that are working on a coronavirus vaccine. I just read where India is claiming just recently that they have a cure for the coronavirus. And, of course, this hydroxychloroquine that they've been using, that Trump's been touting, the media cannot stand the fact that hydroxychloroquine with zinc is working wonders on people that have this coronavirus or COVID-19. So, and that takes you to the tests. You know, they're starting to list all these people as dying of coronavirus, but don't really have COVID-19. Because the coronavirus, is, like I said, has been around for decades. So, anyone that goes in to test, they're only going to test positive or negative for these coronaviruses that typically are behind the colds and flus that we normally get. But they don't have a specific test for COVID-19. So we're not getting accurate information on these deaths. Trump just said yesterday, we have to have accurate information on COVID-19 deaths. And he's not getting that from the CDC or Anthony Fauci. And if you have you heard of Dr. Shiva Iyaduri?
I have, yes.
You know, this guy has 4 degrees from MIT. He's got a doctorate in biological engineering and studies. And he says he believes that Dr. Fauci should be indicted for his incompetence in handling this virus. And he's sent a letter to Trump. It's all over the internet. He's got a bunch of videos. I encourage everybody to look up Shiva Iyaduri's videos, because he sounds like he knows more about this than Dr. Fauci. And Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, frankly, their information is tainted because these people have long-standing relationships with Bill Gates. And I saw the other day that George Soros is also an investor in a bio lab in Wuhan, China. So they're using the CRISPR application, and they're looking into endosomes, which a lot of people believe endosomes are like viruses. They react like viruses. But the media is not telling us the truth about what's going on. And for anyone out there to call people like you and I conspiracy theorists for asking questions, they need to start looking at this information. Most Americans rely on these liars in the mainstream media, and unfortunately, these people are complicit in the narrative. So they have to get it through their heads that these people are not there to help us. They're behind this. And the fact that this pandemic scenario was game planned by people like Bill Gates, the Gates Foundation, Big Pharma like Johnson & Johnson and Merck, U.S. health officials, the National Institute of Health, who receives millions, if not billions of dollars from Bill Gates and these people, Michael Bloomberg, these people, how do we trust these same people who've been game planning a pandemic scenario? How do we trust them to be behind the cure? How do we trust them to tell us what's really going on when Bill Gates has been talking about and planning a pandemic for years? I don't trust him, and I don't trust Anthony Fauci. And I read the other day that Dr. Birx doesn't even have a medical license anymore.
I read that too.
Somebody probably got to look into that.
Goodness gracious. Well, I know the governor of Nevada banned any prescriptions for, was it hydroxychloroquine or whatever it is?
Yeah.
But the medical.
Michigan too. The governor of Michigan and Nevada have.
But yeah. The doctor that, the alleged doctor that's advising the Nevada governor, I read, doesn't even have a license to practice in America.
Well, you know, the head, boy, it takes me right to the head of the World Health Organization. He's not a doctor, and matter of fact, he's a eugenicist. You know, people need to look into the World Health Organization and that guy that's in charge over there. They put these evil people in charge, and we're supposed to trust them. It's mind-boggling. But he apparently gets along great with Bill Gates and Henry Kissinger, and Dr. Fauci loves him. So that should tell people a lot. Why isn't Trump, for instance, talking to people like Dr. Frank Boyle or Dr. Shiva Iyaduri, who clearly can't believe the narrative that these people are putting out there?
Right. They've got Trump insulated for sure. Now, you mentioned vaccines, and we were talking about this off the air, but there was an NBC LX poll that was conducted on people willing to take this coronavirus vaccine when it was available.
Right.
30% said they wanted to be first online. 34% wanted to be in the middle of the pack to see how the reactions were going to occur with this vaccine.
Right.
But the thing that got me the most was 9% of a poll done by NBC said they wouldn't take a vaccine at all. That speaks volumes to me. And you said you saw another poll taken on Twitter. And what were the results on that one?
Yeah, I did. And I just saw that this morning. And, you know, some of these polls on Twitter, I can't believe some of these people have so many followers, but this guy had 33,000, just under 33,000 respondents, and the question was, would you take Bill Gates' vaccine? And 87% said no. So 33,000 is a pretty good model. Most of these Gallup polls, some of these other polls, the national polls you see, it's very rare that they talk to more than 1,100 or 1,200 people. So 33,000 respondents is a pretty good result.
That is pretty telling.
And William Engdahl, I don't know if you've read any of him. I've been reading him for years. He said there's no area of the current coronavirus pandemic where the footprints of the omnipresent Bill Gates are not to be found. And you know, the thing is that a good thing or a bad thing? In a recent interview, Bill Gates just gave the 25th, I think, of March. He outlined that despite the comparatively small threat of the coronavirus, which I guess he's now admitting, he and his colleagues don't want a lot of, this is a quote, they don't want a lot of recovered people who've acquired natural immunity. Instead, they're hoping we become reliant on vaccines and antiviral medication. So that's where Bill Gates is coming from, and he's suggesting that people, like I said, be made to have a digital implant showing their vaccination status, and that people without, and you were just talking about the mark of the beast, he said people without this digital immunity proof would not be allowed to travel, such as an approach would mean very big money for vaccine producers. So it's all about fear, and who's you know, making us fearful? It's the media. It's these dopes like Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York. And, you know, just a week ago, he was almost in tears saying how badly they needed thousands and thousands of respirators. But this week, he's saying, no, we're good. We got enough. No big deal. You know, I can't believe I said all that stuff about Trump, you know, and everything. No, he didn't say that. So what they never talk about, they never put retractions when these people make these idiotic statements like that. No one's asking him today, hey, didn't you just say that you had to have 30,000 of these things? Well, you know, why is it that you don't need them today? So it's all about fear, and that's unfortunately, you know, where we're at.
You know, I had this discussion when I got here this morning at the office with Michelle, and I told her I thought it was a bioweapon, and she doesn't really believe that. She thinks that it may have started, but it wasn't unleashed on us in mass as a weapon, I guess you would say.
People can't believe it, Jerry. I used to work with someone I talked to about 9/11 quite a bit, and he was a younger guy, younger than me, about my kid's age, in their early 20s at the time, and he said, Pat, I just don't believe that the government would do anything to hurt us. And, you know, I said, well, Andrew, apparently you haven't read about these government programs that clearly are intended to hurt us. You know, the bottom line is, in Dr. Iaduri's letter to Trump, he said the current trajectory of Dr. Anthony Fauci's public health policy will result in short and long-term destruction of our citizens' immune health, as well as our nation's economic health, perhaps a conscious an intended goal. I think it is a conscious and intended goal. But he goes on to say Dr. Fauci's policy at best is an outdated 1950s one-size-fits-all non-personalized approach to medicine and public health. And at worst is using fake science of the immune system, something that Dr. Fauci, he claims, has done for his entire career. He goes on, I won't go into this right now, but he goes on to talk about Fauci's work in the AIDS and the HIV problem back years ago, and how he inserted himself into that, and a lot of disinformation was put out by him during that situation, and of course Dr. Fauci ended up partying with Bono and a bunch of rock stars at the AIDS parties, but he has no use for Dr. Fauci, and neither do a lot of these people. So why does Trump trust this guy so much? That That's the thing that we need to find out. Why isn't Trump? And there's a lot of people that are saying that, is Trump involved in this? Is Trump going along with Fauci because he's in a box and he can't really say what he feels? Or why hasn't he brought in someone like Dr. Frank Boyle or Dr. Iaduri? And then, I guess we can get in this into the next segment, but, you know, you've got David Goldberg, the White House insider that was murdered last May or June, that claimed that Trump was involved in this, and he predicted this pandemic on his last podcast almost a year before anyone knew about it. So that's something else we could talk about. I wrote about that in my article, COVID-19, was this medical police state planned? And make no mistake, we are in a police state. Did you see the story the other day about the Malibu paddleboarder that was out in the ocean just, you know, 50 yards offshore on a paddleboard by himself? And he was arrested by the Malibu Shore Patrol for violating, this don't go outside order.
Right.
And there was another one I just read yesterday from I think it was in Colorado. A father and son were the only ones at a park, and they were playing, he was practicing hitting a ball off a tee ball, and the police came and arrested the father. This just happened a few days ago. People can look that up. But we are in a police state, and Trump said yesterday when asked about one of these hostile reporters asked him, you know, why haven't you locked down the entire country? And he said, well, there's a little thing called the Constitution. And people are already forgetting that we have a Bill of Rights. We're supposed to be able to move about the country. And what better way for our controllers to keep us locked up and keep us inside, keep us from moving state to state? I would love to use this time to do some traveling, but I can't because I don't know if I drive into another state if I'm going to be arrested for just moving around the country. So we are in a police state, and that's something that people need to start talking about, and they need to start questioning what they're hearing from Fauci and Trump. We've got other voices out there. They're trying to silence them. I mentioned to you earlier, I think, that David Icke has put out a couple tremendous videos about this, and YouTube has taken them both down. So they don't want people talking about what's really going on. What they want is they want to test millions of people. If you saw the other day, Dr. Fauci said, we need to test everybody in the country, and we can only lift these restrictions until we find out that, you know, the virus is gone. Well, that may never happen. That's the most idiotic statement. I'm no doctor, but you know what? I'm not dumb. And people need to wake up to the fact that we're being led around by these people that have evil agendas. That may sound terrible, but, you know, that's what I believe. And if you've looked into 9/11 or the Oklahoma City bombing or any of these false flags, they've been used for decades. They've been used for thousands of years. The Romans used false flags. The Germans used false flags. 9/11 was a false flag. We need to wake up in this country until it's too late. And we ought to talk a little bit about, again, the FEMA whistleblower, Celeste Salome, because she's got some amazing information and left FEMA because she said she was seeing things she was uncomfortable with and asked to do things that she was uncomfortable with.
Well, that's my guest, Pat McShay. We're talking today about from pandemic to police state. We're going to take a brief pause and come right back. Stay with us, won't you?
Hello, friends. Jerry Barrett back with you again. Before we get going, Pat had mentioned vaccines in the first half of our program. Well, I've got a dynamite video that I want to tell you about today. It's called Vaxxed, From Cover-Up to Catastrophe. In 2013, biologist Dr. Brian Hooker received a call from a senior scientist at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And this senior scientist had led the agency's 2004 study on the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, or the MMR, and the link that it had with autism. Dr. William Thompson was the scientist, and he confessed that the CDC had omitted crucial data in their final report that revealed a causal relationship between the MMR vaccine and autism. Over several months, Dr. Hooker records the phone calls made to him by Dr. Thompson, who provides the confidential data destroyed by his colleagues at the CDC. Then, Dr. Hooker enlisted the help of Dr. Andrew Wakefield, the British gastroenterologist who was falsely accused of starting the anti-vaccination movement when he first reported in 1998 that the MMR vaccine may cause autism. In his ongoing effort to advocate for children's health, Wakefield directs this documentary examining the evidence behind an appalling cover-up committed by the government agency charged with protecting the health of American citizens. The CDC is not here to protect you. It is another money-making big pharma organization. Don't fool yourself. In this video, there are interviews with pharmaceutical insiders, doctors, politicians, parents of vaccine-injured children who reveal an alarming deception that has contributed to the skyrocketing increase of autism and potentially the most catastrophic epidemic of our lifetime. This is a powerful video. My wife and I sat down and watched it here at the house, and most of you, if you've talked to me, you know I'm a reader, not so much a watcher, but this video was so powerful that I had to watch it. And I was honored to have Dr. Wakefield come on the radio show to talk about this video. I cannot emphasize enough how important it is to have this information at your fingertips. If you don't have a copy, you need to get one, and you need to invite your friends, your family, your children, your grandchildren. They need to be aware of what is going on in the pharmaceutical industry. Vaccines are not what you have been led to believe. You need to know, and you need to be able to wax eloquently when you discuss this topic. And this film will give you the ammunition that you need to wake up people. And that's what it's going to take, folks. It is going to take all of us being loud, getting our voices heard, so that people will eventually realize that Big Pharma doesn't care anything about you and your health. They only care about the bottom line. This video is 91 minutes long, and we're only asking $25. Please add $5 shipping and handling. That'll make your charge $30. That'll be the total. You can order your copy by phoning us toll-free in Canada and the United States at 1-800-234-9673. You can reach us on our regular line, which is 512-263-9780. We're in the office Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. If you miss us, just leave a message with your name, a brief message, your phone number on our voicemail. We'll call you back as soon as we possibly can. We'll get your order processed. Usually it ships the next business day. Now, it may be delayed a day or so because of the shelter-in-place orders that are in our way, but we're doing everything we possibly can to get these out the door as fast as possible, okay? Now, you can also order this DVD, Vaxxed, online in our secure shopping cart. Just go to powerofprophecy.com. There's an ad for it on the main page. If you care to send in a check, money order, or cash, please make your check or money order payable to Power of Prophecy, and you can mail it to us here at 4819 RP period, O, period, drive, suite 102. We're in Spicewood, Texas, and our zip code is 78669. Again, thank you for your prayers, your financial support. It means a lot to us. We're all in this together, and we got it made.
Okay, now let's return to our regular program today. My guest is Pat McShay. Pat, welcome back.
Hey, Jay. It's great to be back.
Now, under Obama's administration, we suffered through two separate pandemics. One was Ebola, one was swine flu. And Obama kind of dallied making a declaration, I guess you could say, of how serious the effects were. When he did, he went and played golf. But mainstream media was complicit in the fact that they let him get away with this without so much as a whimper of what his actions were, how many people had the swine flu, how many people had already died. And here we go with this coronavirus, number one, orange man bad. Everybody's out to get Trump, so let's wreck the economy. Let's create record unemployment. Let's create this pandemic right in the middle of the flu season. How are you going to...
Right.
You know...
Right. And, you know, most people that have your basic cold or flu, like I said earlier, they would probably test positive for the coronavirus because, again, the coronavirus comes from a family of viruses that have been around for decades. And many of these are your cold and flu variety. And that's why, you know, what, last year, the year before, they said that only 9% of the people that got the flu vaccine got any benefit from it. Because, you know, what a virus does is it attaches itself and it constantly changes and it constantly tries to replicate. So the fact that they constantly change is why they can't put a vaccine out that is going to, you know, help with that strain of flu, because, you know, these strains change every year. So they change every 6 months for, you know, for all we know. So what I see here is, you know, I see a classic Hegelian dialect going on, which is a problem reaction solution that has been used for decades. You know, the state creates the problem. In this case, it's the virus. The reaction is, of course, fear, confusion, job loss, economic upheaval, which have all been planned. And then the solution, they wait for the public to scream for the vaccine. You know, they wait for the public to throw their hands up and say, enough. You know, we've had enough. We'll take the vaccine. You know, I mean, the bottom line is, one of the quotes that I put in my first article from Pandemic to Police State was from the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. And I think it pretty much spells out exactly what is going on today. It says, it is indispensable to utterly exhaust humanity with dissension, hatred, envy, struggle, and even the use of torture by starvation and by inoculation from diseases and by want, so the Goyim see no other issue than to take refuge in the complete sovereignty of the state. And that's what's going on. And that's what the woman, the whistleblower from FEMA, Celeste Solem, she was a FEMA manager for 20 years. And she said that they're using these viruses to take away our rights, to take away our freedoms. And she says the long-term goal is to take away our ability to move about the country, to take away our right to refuse vaccines and medical procedures that violate the Constitution. They violate the Nuremberg Code. That's what the Nuremberg Code was all about, is stopping these medical procedures forced on the populace that might harm them. And that's exactly what vaccines are doing. And I talk in my first article there about this, you know, about how they passed legislation back in 1986. where people now can no longer sue a vaccine company if their child or if they are damaged by these vaccines. So these vaccine companies have immunity, and so they can put out whatever they want in these vaccines. Most people don't understand. I read these articles or these messages on Twitter and Facebook by these people that, you know, say that, oh, I can't believe you're not taking your vaccines. You know, the bottom line is that these vaccines contain all sorts of horrible things in them, like thalidomide, which is mercury. They've got all sorts of toxins and poisons. You know, are these going to be in the new vaccines from Bill Gates? I just don't trust them. And, you know, here you've got Mike Adams. I don't know if you follow Mike Adams. He's the health ranger at Natural News.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote an article 2 years ago titled Nationwide Civil Unrest Coming. And what he said was he interviewed a high-level government official who he didn't name, and they described a scenario much like we're experiencing right now, including quarantine cities, food shortages, the acceleration of martial law, and Adams is convinced that this outbreak was pre-planned and engineered to achieve exactly what's going on right now. Not only that, Helen Bayinski with Global Research, which is a tremendous site, she reported that the Rockefeller Foundation had a simulation just like the simulation 201 that the Gates Foundation was behind, and it was called the lockstep scenario. And the lockstep scenario describes a coronavirus-like virus, a pandemic that results in the imposition of martial law and police state controls on movement, the economy, and other areas of society. I think that's where this whole thing is headed.
I would agree. You know, I mentioned earlier that I love Tom Clancy's books. In his book, Executive Decision, terrorists used a strain of Ebola. They went to different shows, like car shows, houseware shows, all of conventions all around the country, and released this Ebola. And then president, in Clancy's book, implemented a lockdown of the entire country to keep it from spreading, like this coronavirus, like we're experiencing now. And the thing that I've always said was Clancy had insiders from the CIA, from Fort Detrick, that he gathered information from, and there was a lot of truth in his novel. Even though it was fiction, there was a lot of truth, and he played out scenarios and almost like to see what kind of reaction people would have. Now, my wife has said, well, we can't go visit our grandkids in Arizona because we could get stopped in New Mexico. And I told her, number one, that's a violation of my civil rights. I am constitutionally guaranteed free travel from state to state.
Are they suspending that? We don't know.
Texas did with Louisiana. If anybody drives from Louisiana and they get to the border with Texas, they're stopped and they're checked and they're mandated to quarantine for 14 days. That's from Governor Abbott.
Yeah. My sons are chefs, and they were working in Louisiana. They work on movie sets, and they were in Louisiana for, I don't know, a lot of the last 5 months working on some various movies and concerts and different things. And, you know, I said, hey, you need to get out of New Orleans because New Orleans is apparently a hotbed for the coronavirus. So I would not want to be in that area at all.
Right. Well, thanks to Mardi Gras. Oh, and did you see that the governor blamed Trump for not canceling Mardi Gras?
You know, it was really getting annoying, whether you like Trump or not. And you know, if anybody has read my articles, I've got a lot of problems with Trump, too. But, you know, there was no question in my mind Trump over Hillary. Anybody that would have voted for Hillary is just clearly so uninformed and ignorant of what's going on and ignorant of the Clintons' past that, you know, we can't blame everything on Trump. And the bottom line is I'd be afraid of what would happen if Hillary was in charge.
Right. the thing that gets me, Trump always talks about the Constitution. For all the faults that he has, he says, well, the Constitution says I can't do that. The Constitution gives the federal government so much power. It's up to the individual states. And that, the big fallout from Cuomo, from Newsom in California, from Whitmer in Michigan, we need federal support. But
right.
That only goes so far.
Trump has been saying that, you know, once he started talking to, you know, Gavin Newsom, and once he started talking to Cuomo, you know, everything went fine. But these people are so involved in their left-wing agenda and this whole Marxist ideology, and that's what you can call it. You know, Hillary Clinton wrote her final paper for her degree at Yale. She wrote it on the Marxist Saul Alinsky. You know, she devoted her entire paper on Saul Alinsky, and, you know, Saul Alinsky devoted his book to Lucifer, and Obama was a Saul Alinskyite as well.
Yep.
So these people are, they're trained to not go along with the Bill of Rights. Hillary would just as soon destroy the Bill of Rights right now. Joe Biden, this guy's out there every day. Just when we were finding out about his money laundering and his illegal weapons deals in the Ukraine, the coronavirus comes along and throws all that news, you know, off the mainstream media.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what we have in this country, the media narrative changes every single day almost. And here we are for the last month. Literally all they're talking about is the coronavirus. No one's talking. Philip Giraldi, a former CIA asset, he just wrote a new article about how we're still pushing war with Iran. We're still out there pushing these agendas in the Middle East. So it's not only a way to set aside the Bill of Rights, it's also a way to cover all these other agendas that the deep state, the globalists have going on.
Look at Venezuela. We've got military warships off the coast of Venezuela, but nobody's talking about that. You're right.
Yeah. Venezuela, I wouldn't say, there's a lot going on there. And, you know, no one's talking about Italy. Italy, they're saying that Italy got hit especially hard with this corona or COVID-19. But they aren't mentioning the fact that the areas where COVID-19 is especially rampant just got new vaccines in those areas.
Hmm.
So, you know, what is in the vaccines that people are getting today? Is anybody even checking? I mean, has anybody bothered to look into it? You know, again, we have things in these vaccines that are killing people, injuring people. Okay. So how can we believe anything that's put out by the National Institute of Health that is controlled by Bill Gates? Bill Gates has given the World Health Organization $2.5 billion since 2000. That's incredible. He owns most of the doctors, I think, over at the CDC. He owns the doctors over at the National Institute of Health, Fauci, Birx. So, and the CDC, people forget it or don't even know, Dr. William Thompson, the leading scientist at the CDC for over 35 years, was compelled to testify. He didn't want to testify. The documents got leaked that the CDC was lying about the link between autism and these vaccines. They got caught lying. He had to testify in front of Congress that they were caught lying about it, and the media never reported it. So people need to wake up, man, because the CDC is a private corporation. They're a vaccine maker. They sell over $2 billion in vaccines every year. So they're not looking out for us. They're looking out for how much money they can make on their next big vaccine.
And what kind of damage they can do. People don't realize the garbage that's in vaccines. In your article, you list thimerosal, which is mercury-based toxic, formaldehyde, aluminum. We already know that aluminum, the smelting process puts off fluoride, which was our FDA was conned into putting into water. That's bad for us.
Right.
There's glyphosate.
Yeah, glyphosate, yeah.
There's lead, cadmium, nickel.
Which is in every American's bloodstream. Most people don't know that. When a newborn baby is born, they have glyphosate in their system. Glyphosate is what is now on TV with Johnson & Johnson's baby powder. Another class action lawsuit, glyphosate herbicide that is causing cancer, and they knew it was causing cancer, and they continued to sell it. And now that there's a billion-dollar class action lawsuit, they're still selling it. It's in the groundwater. It's everywhere.
Yep.
So it's in our fruits and our vegetables. It's in our bloodstream. And it's a cancer-causing agent. So, you know, the government's hiring quarantine officers right now, Jerry.
Yeah, I saw
in
that.
Dozens of cities across the city as I wrote that article. And you would think that the media would ask some questions about that, because what I think's going on, and we'll have to wait and see down the road, but what I see happening is, and this woman from FEMA says, they will introduce another wave of this virus once this all settles down. Once everybody thinks it's gone, they'll introduce another wave of this. And that's when they'll bring in these pandemic or these quarantine officers, and they're going to start arresting people in big numbers, which is kind of crazy, which I wrote about, is that George Soros is calling for inmates to be released from prison. They say they're not releasing violent prisoners, but they are. That's been proven. So they're releasing violent prisoners, and they want to start putting people in jail, I think, that are questioning this whole agenda. I think that's what's going to happen. So put ourselves out there, and I think people need to be outspoken here, because if silence is not going to make this go away, and people need to ask questions and stop accepting what Dr. Fauci says, and if Trump doesn't start getting advice from better people, people need to stop listening to him, too. We need to get bright people in that room, and Dr. Birch and Dr. Fauci need to go.
They're tools of Bill Gates, that's for sure.
I think so.
We were talking about Alinsky, and I believe he is, I guess, credited with the saying, never let a good crisis go to waste. And I noticed in your article that you quoted, and I had seen this quote, from the former Prime Minister of the U.K., Gordon Brown, saying that we need to create a global financial government.
Right.
And so you get back to ID 2020 that Bill Gates has pushed for the mark of the beast. Everybody has to have a chip or a vaccination certification, whatever they want to call it. It's still, no matter what they call it, it's still going to be the same thing. They want to track you.
These people, like Gordon Brown, you know, all these people, Tony Blair, all these people, these are all tools of the globalists. These are the people that are represented at the Bilderbergs. You know, they're the ones that are represented at Bohemian Grove and the G20. These are the people that the FEMA whistleblower, Celeste, Sorum, these are the people that she says are behind the COVID virus. These are the people that are behind the global government. These are the people. Gordon Brown was pushing a global financial system over 10 years ago. So these people are all under the boot of Bill Gates, George Soros, Sheldon Adelson. You know, look at all these billionaires, Michael Bloomberg. All these people, they're all Jewish billionaires.
Right.
If these guys were all Catholic billionaires that were behind the vaccines and the tracking and the viruses. If these were Catholic billionaires, people would be screaming. And because they're Jewish billionaires, get Bill Gates, no one says a word. Bill Gates' name has hardly been mentioned in the media since this all started. And I'm telling you, none of this would have happened without Bill Gates' input. None of it.
100%, I guarantee you. Makes me beg the question, how many of these elite are going to take this vaccine that they're developing?
You know, I don't think that the elite will take them at all. Americans, you know, what Americans don't understand, and I wrote about this, is that ignorance, apathy, and inaction are viewed as weakness, division, and consent by our controllers. These globalists think that when we don't scream about what they're doing, that we're just going to go along with it. And unfortunately, the way things are going, that's what's happening. We've got a very small percentage of people. Have you ever heard of the eight veils of truth? Or is it the seven or eight veils? It's been a while since I read it, but they say that most people in the world never get beyond the second veil of truth. Because they don't have, to get beyond the second veil of truth, you have to have an open mind. You have to be willing to study these issues, because most people believe that if it's not in the mainstream media, that it's not really happening, that you're just a conspiracy theorist. The bottom line is, the term conspiracy theory was made up by the CIA to describe people that weren't going along with the official narrative of JFK's assassination. Well, how'd that work out? You know, bottom line is, most of these conspiracy theories turn out to be real. They turn out to be very true. And the American people need to wake up. The world public needs to wake up. But the American people still have enough freedom right now, I think, to start standing up in big numbers. But if they don't, this agenda that's described by this FEMA whistleblower, and people need to go to YouTube and look her videos up. Her name is Celeste Solum, S-O-L-U-M, and they need to listen to what she's got to say, because these agendas are real. These people are not Christians. They're Satanists, and they mean business, and they don't care about us one bit.
Not a lick.
Well, like I said in my article, they're not sending a lifeboat for any of us. So we need to take care of ourselves. And if we don't, you know, we're going to be in trouble.
Amen. I hope everybody has enjoyed their 14, 15 days of communist rule, because unless somebody says something, that's what we're looking at, telling us when to leave, what to do. There's going to be bread lines, food lines, vaccine. Going to restrict your travel. It's coming, and the globalists are loving this. So, Pat, thank you so much for coming on and talking to us today. I appreciate you taking the time to spend with us.
Boy, I had a great time, Jerry, and I'd love to come on anytime you have anything you want to talk about.
Amen. I enjoyed it, Pat. I always have a good time chatting with you, and I will give you a holler, and we'll get you back on. Thank you so much for coming on to Power of Prophecy.
All right, Jerry. Bye.
Have a great day. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Well, that was my guest, Pat McShay. I want to thank you for giving me and Pat another hour of your time. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you for your kind words, your emails, your letters, your voicemail, your messages. They mean a lot. And I pray that you will tune in again next week at this same time. Tune in and discover the power of prophecy.